Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, December the 10th, 341st day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Marketing Director for the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mr. Richard Stenger. Hey, guy.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me here.
You brought black and white. I'm feeling very comfortable with black and white photos. I don't know why. I'm spending too much time looking at the family albums, I think. But I like the black and white. I kind of feel like I am up to speed. Uh-oh. There's a little faded ink in there with coloration. Okay. So we're going to play a little bit of a game, and I'll share a little bit. Richard, I'm sure, will try to make me feel really intelligent. And we'll see how well things go when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Richard Stenger. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from James Brown. Now, I don't know if it's the James Brown or if it was a James Brown from way back, you know, like a pastor kind of James Brown, because it kind of sounds that way. Quote, live as long as you can. Die when you can't help it.
He lived that life.
Yeah. Somebody named James Brown did. So my little story, and then we get on to your attempt at getting me and getting people engaged and stuff. Had a call earlier this week. You guys would love this. Kid's name is Nolan. Nolan's 3 years old. Mom and dad live in Oxnard. And they said, Nolan, what do you want for your birthday? You know, thinking like Legoland or Disneyland or something. No. He decided he wanted to see the Truckers Parade. Now, how does a three-year-old not want to go to Disneyland or Legoland? I don't know. I mean, he's a 53-year-old. I don't know how you don't say Legoland or Disneyland, but he wanted to come up, so we've got a couple of cool things planned. The fire guys are going to help us out, and we're going to have little Nolan from Oxnard up here because that's what he wanted for his birthday.
We love that kid.
I love that kid.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Please let us know who his agent is.
Yeah. Well, so if you're contemplating still having a rig in the parade, think Nolan. He's coming, 17-18 hour drive to see your rig in our parade.
Love it.
All right, now top that one, buddy.
Brian, I just want you to know that we put the Truckers Parade back on our Facebook page today at / Redwood Coast, where you can see great video of what the Discovery Channel called, as I'm sure you know, America's most Christmassy tradition. I don't know if that's a word or not, Christmassy, but they
works for
they
me.
Made
I don't one. Get lost on that one.
Okay.
I get lost in a lot of phrases, not that one. I can figure that one out. Very cool, very cool. So what is it that you brought along here in three sepatones?
Okay.
Or sepatone, I think is that how it's pronounced?
I don't know. I just print the stuff out.
Okay, fair enough.
But one thing I wanted to share with you, I thought, you know, Brian's probably like the smartest person I know, or among them tops.
That's called a real small circle.
So let's see if we can stump him. So I thought we'd bring along the trivia contest that we shared with the State Tourism Office in a meeting 2 weeks ago. Our staff went there to talk about what's great in Humboldt. We work a lot with what is called Visit California, the state's effort to bring tourists from all over the world and the country here to California, where our job is to make sure that they go right to Humboldt, like Nolan does.
So now these guys, are they the ones of the California Tourism Board, or is that a separate entity?
They're officially the California Tourism and Travel Commission, something like that, the CTTC. It's the official body, but they also now go by the shorthand Visit California, which is a lot more easy to remember and has the active verb in there, visit.
And those are the ones that have the television campaign on some cable.
Yes. Yeah, when you see Rob Lowe's abs, you can thank the Visit California.
Okay, now I'm going to have to figure out who Rob Lowe is.
Okay, the actor, okay. I'll make this quick. We were going to be on the cover of the State Tourism Magazine 2 years ago, but we got bumped off by Rob Lowe surfing with a surfboard on the beach with his abs. So his abs are what kept the Redwoods off the cover.
Kind of burned into your memory banks, huh?
Well, he's got a six-pack. I've got a keg, so...
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along.
One each in the fridge.
Yeah. On California's Redwood Coast Trivia, for those at home, please get your pen or pencil out and see how well you do. Send in your scores to us at redwoods.info, and you could be eligible for prizes. This is the honor system, the honor code. So you tell us how many you got right. So here it is.
Shaking his head. I got them all right. You betcha.
This was written by mostly by my colleague Megan Parfit, by the way.
Oh, good. This wasn't your daughter.
Who's fantastic.
At least I won't feel like she was beat by a 6-year-old.
She was
a
consultant on this. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And this was given again to the
State Tourism Office. We'll give another version of this exam to the San Francisco CVB next month. We'll be meeting with them too.
How well did they do? I want to know what I'm running against here.
Well, they did pretty good. They won all our prizes, which included beer and wine from Humboldt and redwood saplings. In fact, one guy now has, I think, 4 redwood trees to plant in his yard.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as far as getting all the questions right on the
shot.
Are you looking at 20%, 25%, 75%? What is my competition that I need to
What do you think? What should Brian's...
I kind of expect Brian to hit it 100%.
100%?
Wow. Oh, good. Good. Okay. Well, we'll take care of that one in the first couple questions.
Let's see. Can Brian get 100%?
All right.
All right. Over 50, we'll give you something.
Okay. Accolades would be ample.
Okay. Humboldt County has the tallest tree in the world. Is the tree's name A, Sasquatch, B, Long Tall Sally, C, Hyperion, or D, Everest?
Tree name. I was going to say, okay, I know where it is, but now what's the name?
Partial credit.
I don't think it would be called Bigfoot. That's too goofy. See, I'm going to go, I hate multiple choice, by the way. Okay, there we're again.
This could be an essay
question. Sasquatch has gone long, tall, Sally, give me a break. Hyperion.
Right, ding, ding, ding. You're right. Okay. So that is correct, sir.
Well, okay. Now I'm going to have to rest on my laurels, recuperate, and then when we come back, we'll see if I can maintain the momentum here as I continue to wander through the trees. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater is now celebrating its 30th season with 6 treats for Humboldt audiences. First is the George S. Kaufman Moss Hart Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, You Can't Take It With You. Then the musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on the Peanuts comic strip. After the holidays, there'll be a double feature straight from ancient Greece, the murderous tragedy Oedipus the King and the comedy Women in Congress. Next is the side-splitting Complete Works of William Shakespeare, a parody in which all 17 of the Bard's plays are played in 97 minutes. Late spring features the North Coast premiere of the popular Les Miserables. The season ends with The Poor of New York, a melodrama from 1857 of the problems of a middle-class family not all that different from today's. For dates, times, and details, call 442-6278. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic organization dedicated to the people and events that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Richard Stenger. Okay, so we're doing this little question-answer that you guys presented to the state.
Yes, the State Tourism Office.
The State Tourism ACES.
Office.
The people who are supposed to know what's going on, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to establish the competition level.
So when they say Humboldt, is that in Oregon? We have to go. No.
No, it's in Nevada.
Nice. Okay, question 2. Let's go right to it, shall we?
Sure.
What famous Steven Spielberg sequel was Fern Canyon featured in? A, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. B, Back to the Future Part 2. C, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen. Or D, The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
That would be number 4, Monty.
Correct. Brian, you are still at 100%.
One of the things that they did, though, is they erased all marks and indications that they were ever there. Right?
They got rid of all the footprints of the dinosaurs and the dinosaur bones.
And the ferns that got destroyed and they had to replant. I remember that there was a ton with that and also with the Star Wars in Jed Smith.
Yes, you know, there's still some wild Ewoks out there.
Oh, good. Yeah, good.
They didn't catch them all.
Yeah, well, suitable for barbecuing. This is an adult program. Okay, 2 for 2. I feel like I'm peaking.
Nice. Okay, so question number 3. What Humboldt County cheese was named one of Oprah Winfrey's favorite things in 2012? Was it A, the Lolita Cheese Factory Havarti, B, the Cypress Grove Chèvre Truffle Tremor Cheese, C, Cypress Grove Humboldt Fog, or D, Cowgirl Creamery's Mount Tam?
So we got 2 goat cheeses to choose from?
Yes.
Well, the fog is the one everybody's been getting excited about, so I'll go there.
Close.
Oh, the other
one. I don't
want
to make you the scapegoat, but it's
the other one,
Brian, but it is B, the Truffle Tremor Cheese.
Okay, yes. Just for those of us who are truly culinary cutting-edge people, what's a truffle? Is that a mushroom?
You know,
I don't think this is going to be chocolate.
I presume you are correct. Yes, this is the mushroomy truffle, not the chocolatey truffle.
Okay.
Which Humboldt County brewery was named number one small brewery in the nation in the 2011 Great America Beer Festival? Was it A, Lost Coast?
It was.
B, Mad River, C, Six Rivers, or D, Eel River? Eel River.
Eel River did? Okay.
No.
Lost Coast is who I...
Oh, that is incorrect. It was Mad River.
Mad River? Oh, yes. Boy, am I going to hear about that one. Yep. go ahead, Charlie. Just take a pound of flesh now.
Do you want to skip the next brewery question?
No, go ahead. Yeah, me and beer, we don't do much, so I'm shooting in the dark.
Which Humboldt County brewery was the first USDA-certified organic brewery in the country? Six Rivers, Redwood Curtain, Humboldt Regeneration, or Eel River?
Was that Eel River? That's where I'm going. Shot in the dark.
You are correct.
Okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't bet a whole lot on that one. That's like 3 out of 4. You know, I'm still in the Hall of Fame here, aren't I?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. As long as I continue to bat 300, I'm
okay. Well,
kind of happy.
Here's this one was a little harder for the people in Sacramento, but Brian, something tells me you're going to get this one. Humboldt County has the oldest passenger ferry in continuous service in the country.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just go ahead.
Is that a yes, no, or?
That's correct, yeah.
What other names did you put in? The Oompa Loompa? Okay. And Bohemian Richard. Now, where would that have come from, sir?
That was my colleague's attempt at humor.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What other feature does the Matticat have?
Smallest bar.
You're absolutely right. Yes.
Now, I learned that on the shopping show. Because my colleague seems to be infatuated with that small bar. So.
Okay, we're going to skip the one about the Carson Mansion. I think you'll know that one, right?
Oh, cut my percentages in half.
Okay, we'll go.
All right.
I just gave away the answer.
Oh, well, that's
crazy. Well, I'm going to flip it. I'm going to flip the answer to the question.
Oh, I have to come up with the question, huh? Yeah. Okay.
The Carson Mansion is famous across the world for being known as the most what?
Has the most woods in it.
The most what?
Species.
The most what home in America?
Oh, most photographed? Is that the one you're looking for?
We'll accept that.
Okay, because the wood, it's got, what, 187?
The most photographed Victorian home. I presume the White House is photographed more, but that would hardly be described as Victorian.
That's not a house, though. That's more of a... Well, I suppose you could argue that the Carson House wasn't...
The White House is a nice house. It's in a bad neighborhood, but...
Yeah. You know. All right.
Okay, what percentage of oysters produced in California originate in Humboldt Bay? Is it A, 20, B, 35, C, 50, or D, 70?
70.
You are correct.
Boy, Boy, you know, I feel like I have stories behind some of these things. Thanks, Greg. You use his picture? No.
This is of an oyster tour. You can now take oyster tours. You can get those from the Humboldt Bay Tourism Center in Old Town Eureka.
No, I was looking to see if Mr. Dale was in the picture there.
Is that Captain Sebastian?
No. I don't know. It's
Mr.
somebody else.
Were you asking about Mr. Fish?
No. No, Greg Dale runs the oysters.
Okay.
In the water. Okay, so we're going to have to fall back. You're going to have to figure out what my winning accuracy percentage is so far. We'll see where that totals as we enter into the second half of the show. KINS, News and Information Times Street.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be a benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Richard Stenger, Marketing Director at the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're kind of winding through a little presentation, a PowerPoint presentation that was made at the State Tourism Office a couple weeks ago?
Yes, two weeks ago.
To see how smart they were about, or knowledgeable about, Humboldt County and some of the uniqueness and the successes that we have in our area. And then I guess you're going to take it on the road again to San Francisco and try to beat them also?
We are, and there is other things we do too. We meet with our counterparts there and make sure that we have all of our relationships solidified. One thing I'm proud to say, speaking of geographic trivia, is that we were able to persuade the State Tourism Office to change their map and indeed point out that the Avenue of the Giants is in southern Humboldt and not in Crescent City.
Avenue of the Giants? What were they thinking?
It was just data submitted to them.
Typo kind of thing?
It was some inadvertently false data from Crescent City.
Subterfuge.
Yep.
Ah. So the wars continue.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I'm getting that. It wouldn't, yeah. It wasn't in Jed Smith. Okay.
So,
all right.
Moving.
So far, you said I'm 5 out of 7.
Brian is 5 out of 7.
And the two I missed were
very hard questions. Indeed.
Beer.
Yeah. Well, one was beer.
What was the other one?
I don't know.
It's already escaped.
You missed questions 3 and 4. Is that enough?
That's enough for me.
Okay. I'll tell you what, too, that when you do 10 questions, then I'll be able to give you the mathematical number. Okay.
Yes, you're a journalism major too. Yeah. All right, press on, McDuff.
Okay. Humboldt County has more what per capita than any other county in California? Is it A, hippies, B, cows, C, artists, or D, crabs?
Boy, am I trying not to say what I really want to say here. I would say probably artists is going to be the PC answer that is going to put it through the uprights. However, there were a couple of others that could also qualify.
I will join you in refraining and tell you that you are, according to the verified facts, correct.
Uh-huh.
Despite its population of 135,000 approximately, Humboldt County has more than 8,000 artists who call this area home.
I won't even get into what's defined.
The U.S. Census. This is U.S. Census.
Yeah.
Moving right along here.
I'm biting my tongue here. It's bleeding.
Okay. In 1999, the U.S. Department of Agriculture commissioned a study naming Humboldt County as the most what county in America. Is it A, highest? They're talking about elevation here.
Oh, tallest.
B, scenic, rural. C, did I say B or C there?
That was B.
C, organic, or D, green.
And who was the entity?
The USDA, Department of Agriculture. This was for American Demographics magazine.
Well, I probably saw that article. I was back far. They actually had magazines, and we were getting. Okay, it's not the highest, so we'll throw A out. What was, we had organic was C. What was D?
Green.
Nah, not, I mean, green has too many definitions. They wouldn't say it that way. And what was B?
Scenic rural.
Which is a foo-foo definition. I guess we'll go with organic.
It was B.
It was B.
Yes, it was
B. So what is scenic rural, definitionally?
I don't know, but if you look out your window, you'll see it.
Oh, I see. So it's either pornography or it's scenic rural. You know it when you see it? Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
It's always dangerous to allow me to have the microphone, isn't it?
Okay. Brian, the judges have given me some more information here.
All right.
The studied elements, the study compared elements of climate, the presence of rivers, lakes, and other water, and the variety of the terrain. They looked at over 3,000 rural counties, and this was named the most scenic.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay, under that definition, certainly with rivers and the lagoons and the ocean. Okay.
Okay, now, the 10th question. Are you ready?
That's right. Do I stay above the two-thirds mark?
Okay.
Comfortably over the Mendoza line, however.
I really, I hope you get this one.
Was it about radio?
What original Humboldt County event has been dubbed the triathlon of the art world? The Perilous Plunge, the Clam Beach Run, the Kinetic Grand Championship, or the Redwood Run?
Was it, you got the Kinetic Race, and what was the Perilous Plunge? No, that's not the Kinetic Race.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
I was trying to throw you off.
It's the only thing that's got three.
Suggesting it was not easy.
Unless, of course, you do the Perilous Plunge and you miss the water twice, then it would be the third.
That would truly be a perilous plunge.
Yes, it would be. It would be a breathtaking moment for all concerned. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:41. Let's see. I'm batting 700.
Yeah.
I'm in the Hall of Fame twice. We'll be back with more from Richard Stenger.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:45. We're right to talk shop this afternoon. Actually, be quizzed and prodded by Richard Stenger. Okay, so as we continue with your presentation that was made to the State Office of Tourism, what percentage were they at?
I'd say they were probably about 55, 60.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, if they know that much about us.
I was surprised by how
impressive.
Much they knew. Yeah. I think they might have had a cheat sheet.
Oh. Well, if you're open for bribes, I could probably get another one or two of these ahead. Go ahead. Bring it on, dude.
Okay.
So we pop another five before the end of the show.
Humboldt County has the longest stretch of undeveloped beachfront in the continental United States. Is its name A, the Dyerville Loop, B, the Pigeon Point Run, C, the Bald Hills Coast, or D, the Lost Coast?
Lost Coast.
Yeah, for a local like you, that was...
Stupid. Okay. Next.
Some of these we did to make people feel good.
Make them feel good. Okay. Yeah. Low-hanging fruit. Yeah. I got that. Yeah. Okay.
What Humboldt County town in its entirety has been designated a state historical landmark, the only such town to have this distinction? A, Trinidad. B, Ferndale. C, Scotia. Or D, Eureka.
Isn't it interesting? You'd think that would be a real basic question, right? Now, you could argue Trinidad, except there's not that many historicals. Okay, Ferndale certainly. But throwing in Scotia is kind of an interesting little twist. The whole town.
Yes.
I'm going to go Scotia.
You are incorrect.
Was it Ferndale?
It is Ferndale.
Ah, Well, at least I had a thought process there. Okay.
It also has the westernmost bar in the continental U.S. What California state park has the largest remaining contiguous? Is it a hard G?
Contiguous. Yeah.
Old growth coastal redwoods in the world. A. Patrick's Point State Park. B. Prairie Creek Redwood State Park. C. Richardson Grove State Park. Or D. Humboldt Redwoods State Park.
Let me go Prairie Creek.
Incorrect. It is Humboldt Redwoods State Park, which has the Rockefeller Forest.
That wasn't harvested, huh?
No. It is
interesting.
Home of the Rockefeller tree, which is 13.6 feet wide in diameter.
That's I would have sworn that would have been harvested. Huh, okay.
It also is the home to the Rockefeller Forest, which was purchased as 10,000 acres of nothing but old growth redwoods, purchased by John D. Rockefeller with $1 million+ check in the 1920s. He saw it. He was so impressed. He wanted to make sure that it was protected.
Well, he's got that wish.
Yep.
Okay, two more. You got a minute and a half.
All right. What is a famous and aptly named road? No, I'm not going to give you that easy one. Okay, I'll give it to you. I have to go right down the list. What is a famous and aptly named road that runs parallel to Highway 1 and through Humboldt Redwood State Park? A, the Avenue of the Giants.
Bing.
B, okay.
Okay. Last one.
What specific member of the deer family frequently roams Redwood National
and State
Park? Would
this be Roosevelt Elk?
You are correct.
Not to be confused with Roosevelt. This is Roosevelt Elk.
Do you know that the bulls can weigh more than half a ton?
That was Bulls. Clarity. We're striving for clarity here. Yeah, I've seen a couple of them, like window to eyeball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got time for one more?
Last one.
All right. What theater in Humboldt County is the oldest continuously operated movie theater in the nation? A, the Eureka Theater. B, the Minor Theater. C, the Swayze or Sweezy Theater.
Minor.
You are correct.
Because the others don't exist.
Do you know that is also where there's a trapdoor in the stage complements of or due to a request from Harry Houdini?
Houdini, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he also performed at the Ingemar Theater.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd end it with one of my own. Thanks for coming by. If somebody wants to see this, can they go to the website? Is it there to be able to monkey with and self-test?
It will be there tomorrow.
Perfect. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Brian.